And if I do that, you say I got a little what? If I do that, I've got a little.
Cool.
Or what am I doing? That's a, call that a cough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little. Might say, I think I'll go to bed. I'm feeling a little sleepy. Uh-huh. But it's at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll.
You all right? I'll get up early. I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. We'll wake up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't even know when I'm gonna wake up.
Yeah. What about talking about a person who's still sleeping? You might tell me, well, he's still sleeping. You better go
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. What about if a person has some medicine on his bedside table and it's still there? The next time you come in, you might say, well, why haven't you
took your medicine?
Mm-hmm. And he might say, well, yesterday I
took my medicine.
And later on, I'll some more. I'll do what? I'll
take it again.
What about a person who can't hear very well? You say they're getting a little what?
Yeah. Hard to hear. I got neighbors like that.
Is that right?
Down that fork of the road, mm-hmm. And one down this line. Mm-hmm. Just have to nearly scream at them.
Yeah.
Get them to hear you.
And what about when a man's working during the summer in the hot sun, it's not long before he'll begin to do what?
Sweat.
What about? Yeah. And what about you say, my goodness, he sure a lot in the hot sun, he sure did what? Talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Sweat a lot.
Okay. And what do you call these things, you know, that some people get them on their skin? It's kind of a lump and it's red. It's got this little white place right in the middle. What do you call those things?
Pubescence or rhinos.
You ever heard that called a boil?
Yeah, a boil. What went with them? Folks don't help when I left Houston.
I don't know.
You telling me we're here right there.
And Tom. What about... Talking about that bowl, you know, when it opens, the stuff that drains out is the what?
Corruption.
And if, let's say if a bee bites you on the hand, your hand might get larger, you say your hand did what?
Oh, look.
And what about, you know, if a person is cutting wood with an axe and he's not used to chopping with an axe, he might get a blister on his hand. What do you call that liquid inside the blister?
It's kind of
a watery substance.
Corruption.
Okay. And what about, you know, if somebody got shot or stabbed in the leg, you might have to take him to a doctor so the doctor could treat the what?
The wound.
Uh-huh. And we're talking about that wound. What about it if the wound doesn't heal cleanly? You know, some kind of substance, white substance, might form around the edge. Sometimes it might have to be cut or burned out. You call it what?
It inflamed, right?
Have you ever heard that called proud flesh?
Yeah, I've heard the word proud flesh, but I can't get that.
And if a person's just cut his finger, he might go to the medicine cabinet and get some liquid to put on it so it won't get infected. What would he put on it?
Iodine. Got so many new things now.
Yeah. What do you call that white, bitter tasting powder that people used to take for malaria?
Quinine.
And what about, you're talking to maybe a person died. Have you ever heard somebody say other than died meaning the same thing? he died or he
died, he just died.
You ever heard people say he passed away?
Yeah, he was that now more than that. That's what the phone call I got from my sister in the home. Said your sister passed this afternoon.
And what about if maybe you're talking about a person who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What he died with.
What do you call a place where people are buried?
We call it graveyard. Cemetery is the name.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the box that people are buried in?
Well, casket.
Uh-huh. And the ceremony itself is called the...
burial ceremony.
Uh-huh. Or you're going to church to go to a...
funeral.
Uh-huh. And the people, you know, who were at the funeral and who are dressed in black, you say they're in what?
Mourning.
Uh-huh. Whoa.